From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-minute Texas crop and weather report for August 7, 2012. As corn prices surged, the condition of the crop varied widely around the state, according to reports by AgriLife Extension county agents. Where drought conditions ruled, dryland corn generally suffered. But irrigated corn was in trouble as well in some areas, such as the rolling plains, as later planted fields went into their peak water usage stage and well water levels were down. In the panhandle, it was a mixed bag, with some agents reporting the crop to be in fair conditions while others said it was stressed. Some dryland fields had already been abandoned there. In north and central Texas, the reports were more positive, despite triple-digit temperatures and generally dry conditions. Today I talked to Wayne Becker, AgriLife Extension agent in Cook County, north of Dallas.
We're pretty well finished, I believe, with most of our harvest. There's a few fields of late Milo that are probably still out, but if there's any corn left by today, by the time today is over, I'd be really surprised. Corn-wise, we only grow about 2,000 acres of corn, and our average yield is probably below 100 bushels. We're averaging, I think, around the 100 bushel to just over 100 bushel, so the corn yield was not bad. Aflatoxin, which is typically a concern in our area, has been relatively low. So all in all, we have to be pretty happy with our corn yields, and our grain sorghum yields certainly are running above average. I've heard reports of 5,000. I'm sure that's not our average. We're certainly below that pounds range, and we're all in all, our grain sorghum has certainly been pretty good this year.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.